I'm Marco Werman with The World. In the remote high desert north of San Bernardino, California, there's a place where 1,700 people from 70 countries live. It is a privately run immigrations and customs enforcement detention facility called Adelanto.
No one is in Adelanto because they're serving a criminal conviction. Many, many people are there because they showed up in the United States and surrendered themselves to a border agent and said, I need asylum in the United States because I fear persecution in my country.
Reporter Robin Urovich recently stepped inside Adelanto and spoke with some of the detainees about conditions there.
It is exactly like a prison. People are counted seven times a day. There is isolation for misbehavior, in other words, solitary confinement. People are behind bars. They live in large pods and dormitories. And they're allowed probably more recreation per day than you would be in a prison. They have Xboxes, they have TVs, but it's very much like a prison. In fact, I spoke to, he's assistant warden for GEO, the company that runs the prison, and he came recently from a prison in Ohio. And I asked him, what's the difference? And he said, oh, no difference.
Wow.
There's largely no difference in his job.
So inside Adelanto, you met a 41-year-old detainee named Norma Gutierrez. Tell us a little bit about her. How did she land in detention?
She was a longtime resident of community in Ventura County, and she has a lot of family ties here in the United States, a daughter and two minor sons and parents who she lives with.
Norma told you she started noticing something was seriously wrong with her last January. She couldn't move her mouth or her eyes. And then she was taken to a San Bernardino hospital. What kind of care did she get?
At the hospital, she said that she was treated differently than she had ever been treated in a hospital emergency room before. She said nurses wouldn't give her any information. They simply told her that she was fine and wouldn't answer any of her questions. The next night, while she came back to Adelanto, she was still paralyzed on her right side. Although she got better, then roughly 16 hours, she said, after the first episode, she suffered another episode. Same thing happened. She collapsed. Her right side was paralyzed. But this time, she said she was not taken to a hospital.
What happened?
Instead, she said they took her in handcuffs to a cold room. She didn't know where in the facility she was. She had only had a bed and two blankets and a toilet. And she was isolated there for 4 days.
That sounds like solitary confinement.
It sounds that way. She said that her fellow detainees told her that that's where they take people with mental health issues.
Well, a psychologist told Norma that her attack had been psychosomatic. I know you're not a doctor, you're a journalist, but when you met her in detention, tell us what you noticed.
Well, I noticed that the right side of her face still drooped. And I noticed that she walked dragging her right leg with a limp. And she showed her hand. She said she had not recovered the full strength of her hand and it trembled.
Has she had any diagnosis since then that is satisfactory?
No, she hasn't.
So today, Norma is still in Adelanto with this situation where she's disabled on her right side, essentially?
Yes, yes. I checked to see if she was there on the detainee locator. I haven't been in touch with her, but she's still in detention as far as I know.
I know you asked the vice president of GEO Group, that's the firm that runs the Adelanto lockup, for comment on Gutierrez's case. GEO Group is the nation's second largest for-profit prison operator. What did they tell you?
Virtually nothing. They said that they provide 24-hour care, that they're proud of their care and their care is good. However, they wouldn't comment on any specifics at all.
This is one of many troubling cases at the Adelanto ICE facility. There was a 32-year-old Nicaraguan immigrant found hanged by a bedsheet in March. 2 weeks later, ICE reported another detainee had died in a nearby hospital from internal bleeding, the fifth death since the facility opened in 2011, and the sixth in an ICE facility this year. Do you see any movement that the health of the detainees is being taken more seriously, will be taken more seriously?
Well, I was told by an ICE official that following a death in 2015, there was a 44-year-old man who died of cancer, and he had been in ICE detention for 3 years. The final year of his life, he was in Adelanto. And for 2 years, this man had complained of gastrointestinal symptoms. and got no care until finally, just days before his death, he was taken to a doctor who said she saw the largest mass she had ever seen in his colon, and he began bleeding and died shortly after that. Human Rights Watch analyzed his case based on ICE's own report, Detainee Death Review, and found that poor care likely contributed to his death.
So as we said, Adelanto is run by this for-profit company, the Florida-based Geo Group. Tell us a little about them.
It is flying high these days financially. There was just an earnings call yesterday where they talked about becoming extremely successful because of the call for more detention beds. Reuters is reporting that Trump had asked for 10,000 additional detention beds, and now there are going to be 5,000. That is one reason why human rights groups, immigration rights groups, are concerned about health care, because there's going to be more detainees at a time when it seems to many of them that ICE can't handle the health care needs of the people who are already there.
Mexican consulates and embassies in the U.S. have been active investigating deaths of their nationals in ICE facilities. Have you spoken with Mexican embassy officials, and what have they told you?
I did speak to one Mexican embassy official about the death of Sergio Lopez. He was the 55-year-old man who died in Adelanto. And he said that, yes, he's concerned. He said particularly he thinks that there's a political climate now that may let officials who are inclined to commit abuses believe that anything goes.
Reporter Robin Urovich writes for the online publication Capital in Maine. Thanks very much for telling us about what you saw there.
Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.